Gird your loins, Jesus says. We'd say, keep your clothes on. And light your lamps. Keep the lights burning. And be like servants that await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open up whenever he knocks. I wonder how many of us live in expectation that there will be a day of reckoning. You know, our church always keeps before us the truth that the Lord will come. We stand every time we say the creed and say we believe in Him who will come to judge the living and the dead. You know, in our iconography, there are always those images of the last judgment. I remember when I was a child, my parents had several art books, you know, reproductions of painting in them, and I used to enjoy leafing through those and got kind of fascinated one time with that most famous painting of Michelangelo of the Last Judgment, you know, that's in the Sistine Chapel in Rome and looms over the cardinals, you know, as they're about their business of electing a new pope. You know, it's quite immense, and has Jesus way up at the top with his hand raised as the judge and the Blessed Mother down here pleading for his mercy. And there on the right, the blessed are coming out of their graves and going up to the happiness of heaven. And on the left, there are the sinners that are going down to awful judgments and terrible looking monsters that await them down there. And I used to think that was kind of unique to Michelangelo, that he'd made that up, and that was maybe one of the few pictures of the Last Judgment in the world. But I was mistaken, because when I got to travel in Europe for a little bit, I discovered that almost every church you go into has some kind of Last Judgment, whether it's painting or sculpture. Usually over the door, you can't get into the church without seeing it. Or there it is painted on the wall when you get inside. It's just like the church just never lets us forget that there is a day of reckoning for us all. Now, you know, folks in the earliest church they felt like that was going to be really soon. Jesus had just gone to heaven. He'd ascended to the Father after his resurrection. And he was coming back really soon. They thought any day now Jesus is going to come back to separate the sheep from the goats and take the blessed with him, his true disciples, to heaven. That's going to happen any day now. Of course, as time went on, you know, when we get to the time of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, they are beginning to realize, well, maybe it's going to be a while. Yes, the Lord is coming again, but it might not be as soon as we expect. But we better not slack off, because there will be a day of reckoning. But what comes to the fore for us is the realization that, yes, while there will be a last day of reckoning when Christ comes to judge the world, there's going to be that last day of reckoning for me. When I draw my last breath, it will be a time of accounting, a day of reckoning, a time of judgment. And like we don't know when the Lord's coming at the end of time, neither do I know when that day is going to be. All I know is I better be ready. Now, this gospel reading we heard about being ready and waiting for the Lord to return, it follows up on the story we heard last Sunday, you know, about the rich fool that he had too much stuff. And said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build some bigger ones so I can put all my goods and all my supplies and all my stuff in these bigger barns, and I'll be set for a long life. It's kind of like he thought, the more stuff I have, the longer I'll live. Well, you know, that's not true. And it turned out that his day of reckoning was sooner than he thought. God said, you fool, this night your soul is required of you. And Jesus says, though a person might grow rich, yet his life doesn't consist of possessions. You know, this day of reckoning . This day of accounting won't be about how much stuff I have, but whether or not I have cared about other people. You know, this man that built the bigger barns, you know, he lived only for himself. He had plenty. There were other people probably in need around him, but he thought only of himself. He didn't care. Well, St. John of the Cross, that Spanish mystery Carmelite priest who lived about 500 years ago, said that when we come to the end of life, you know, we'll be judged by love, by God's love, judged, measured. You know, like here's the measuring stick of God's love that God shows us in Jesus. And it's pretty high, this measuring stick of God's love. That's what we're going to be judged by. And however high my love for others, how will it measure up against Christ's love for me? That's what's going to happen on my day of reckoning. You can figure out what's going to happen on your day of reckoning. When we stand up against that measuring stick of God's care for us, whether or not we have cared. That's what the word charity is. It just means love. You care about other people. Because we're responsible. And there'll be a day of reckoning. Have I cared about God's creation? Have I been a good steward of the things I have and used them not only for my good but for the good of others, for the common good of all humanity? Have I cared about that? Others who needed something to live on, have I cared about them? You know, every time you care, you make a deposit of your treasure in heaven. That's what Jesus says. Store up your treasure in heaven, not in those barns, not in those mini warehouses. I rode by one the other day, and somebody had that garage door up on some riddle space, you know. Lord of mercy, it looked like there was all kind of more junk in there than you could have shaken a stick at. Don't put your treasure in the riddle warehouses, but make deposits to the kingdom of heaven. Because to get there, you're going to have to go through a day of reckoning. Whether or not we've cared. Whether or not we've made deposits of faith and hope and charity. Am I living conscious that But the day will come, and I don't know when. Don't have any guarantees. You know, a long life is a blessing, but it's not a guarantee. Every minute of it is a pure gift. Someone said, you know, that there's no guarantee for tomorrow. So we better be like the servants who are waiting for the master to return, that there is going to be a day of reckoning for me. And do I live in the knowledge that one day I will be accountable to Jesus?